We have some fun readings for this evening, set for this second service lectionary, which we use for Evensong, although we did use a slight cheat of switching out the gospel reading for the Evensong reading, which isn't really meant to be the way we're meant to keep it for the Eucharist, but I won't tell anyone if you won't. We'll keep it between ourselves. So I'm going to start with Jeremiah. There's some very heavy criticism in Jeremiah. Not unusual for that book, nor indeed any book of the Hebrew prophets. It's a recurring theme. God directs the people towards justice. The people prefer injustice that favors the strong and the powerful and neglects the weak, the poor, the needy, and the outsider. And God proclaims that a rebalancing will happen. Yes, the prophets couch it in a "God will make this happen" language, but what any good prophet does is read the signs of the times and declare the probable outcome, less predicting the future than seeing the inevitable. When there is no justice toward the land and toward its peoples, as mentioned in a previous sermon, then the whole system will fall. And we see the cycle of injustice, collapse, exile, rebuilding, injustice, collapse, destruction, etc., 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 replaying again and again through our scriptural story. Or, as some humorist on social media recently wrote, the entire summary of the Bible can go like this: God, don't do the things. People, okay, later. People, we did the things. God, guys, repeat ad nauseum. And we don't even have to just confine ourselves to the Bible. Throughout history, human society seems to get into a feedback loop of its own making. The rise and fall of empire, the stripping of resources from the land, the trauma of colonization, aggression within and beyond, between nations and states, war, violence, the oppression of the poor and the growing wealth of the richest, the othering of people, which means people are judged and persecuted for their differences of race, sexuality, gender and gender identity, religious tradition. All of these and more seem to come back and around again and again and again throughout the cycles of human history. And it seems that we as a species don't do a good job of breaking these cycles. The philosopher George Santayana wrote, "Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it," often misquoted as Churchill's paraphrase, "Those who do not learn the lessons of history are doomed to repeat them." But it seems that even those who do remember, who do learn the lessons, get caught in this everlasting cycle and just await the next catastrophic downfall. All very gloomy, and it gets more gloomy when Jeremiah reports that God goes on to say in this passage of Hebrew scripture, "Do not pray to me for these people, as I will not listen to your prayers." It seems the divine equivalent of "I'm done," or in modern terms, "I can't even." And yet, and yes, there is an "and yet," the cycle can be broken. Indeed, it has been broken, but that breaking has to be owned and lived into. The breaking of this cycle in the stories of Hebrew scripture and in Christian tradition, as well as in the traditions of many other faiths and spiritual teachings, and indeed in many political and philosophical critiques from many different thinkers and writers. In terms of our own tradition, it's there in the gospel reading for this evening. The two-part affirmation of the woman who anoints Jesus' feet with her tears and wipes them with her hair and then anoints with costly perfume. A woman disapproved of by the upstanding folk of the town. Jesus breaks the cycle of judgment, exclusion, and condemnation with two phrases: "Your sins are forgiven, and your faith has saved you. Forgiveness and healing, the breaking of the cycle. Now, the idea of forgiveness and sinfulness merits a whole discussion series on its own. But I just want to say that sin is much misunderstood, and we have personalized it as my own misdemeanors and not the systemic brokenness, which is much more the way in which the biblical narrative relates it. In this particular passage, the word hamartias is that which falls short, a failure to attain. That failure isn't a place of blame. It's a recognition of not reaching one's fullest potential, one's fullest humanity, of not being whole. And when Jesus says, your sins are forgiven you, it could be translated more like your failures have left you. Though in order to do that, one has to let go of those failures and not continue to live into them. Hence, I believe the next affirmation, your faith has saved, or maybe translated, healed you. She is encouraged to live into wholeness, be a part of the community, a part of the healing work of shalom, the state of justice, healing, wholeness, and peace to which the world is being drawn by the divine. The cycle is broken by forgiveness and faithfulness. And by faithfulness, I don't mean religion. I mean being the kind of people who are living in a way and encouraging others to live in a way that does indeed lead to transformation of society and of the earth. A way that looks to death as the gateway to resurrection. The death of injustice, the death of fear, the death of prejudice, the death of bigotry, the death of greed, the death of the destruction of our earth. This indeed is the hope to which we hold and the calling to which we work. The cycle isn't unbreakable. It has been broken. It's now up to us to be the faithful people who bring those new ways into being with hope, with faith, and with love.